Were women in Vedic culture always housewives, or did they also have some outside activities by which they contributed to the livelihood of the family? So, for example, we see in scripture that even women were a part of the household's source of earnings. So we see that in Vrindavan itself, what even in a rural setting, what to speak of an urban setting, even rural settings in Vrindavan, there is the fruit seller. So she is not just a housewife, she's not just a homemaker, she is going from house to house selling fruits. And from the overall response, that when Krishna sees the fruit seller coming, he runs out with some grains to give to her for barter. That means Krishna, he's such a small child at that time, and he has also seen this happening several times in the past. He has seen his mother or other elders giving grains and taking fruits in exchange. So that means that fruit seller was not an anomaly, was not an odd man or odd woman out. She was a very much of a familiar figure in the cultural landscape for Krishna, and that's how Krishna was able to know what to do at that time. And also, if we see in the urban landscape where there is, so Vrindavan is rural, urban is Mathura. So in Mathura, we see that there was Kubja herself, and she was going for, she was supposed to decorate Kamsa, and she was carrying some decorative items, some cosmetic sort of items for Kamsa. And it was not that she was doing it just on that day. It seems that she would do it every day, and that's why when she chose to do it for Krishna on that day, it was going against the pattern which was expected, which the king expected her to do, and that was a act of significant heroic defiance of the king. So again, the point was that she was not a Krishna. She was not again an odd woman out. She seems to be a part of an overall culture where that sort of women were having that sort of a profession. Now she might not be. That profession might not be particularly respectable, but the point is that she did know that particular activity to do. And then, if we see, most importantly, even the gopis themselves, gopis are the topmost devotees, but even those gopis are not just staying at their homes, looking after their homes. They have their cows whom they milk, and the butter that they churn. And not only do they churn the butter, but they also go out to sell the butter. So there is Bilwa Mangal Thakur's song where he says that the gopis are gopis, when they go out and they are supposed to sell their product, they are supposed to sell milk and curd, and they're supposed to attract customers by calling out milk and curd. Dadhi is there, milk is, kshir is there. But instead of that, they are so intoxicated with love for Krishna that they are calling out Krishna's names at that time. So now, and this, of course, he says that such is the, he says, he reveals this meditation to explain how the gopis are intoxicated with love for Krishna. So again, this is extraordinary that instead of calling out their wares, they're calling out Krishna's name. Because this is extraordinary, because the ordinary thing was to call out their wares. And again, that indicates that the gopis would not just look after their home, but also they were looking after the cows, and not just looking after the cows at home or near home, they were also going out to sell their butter. And we see there are many pastimes of Krishna where the gopis would be going far away from their homes to sell butter, and Krishna would intervene, and then various kinds of pastimes take place. Some of the most celebrated pastimes take place when the gopis are out away from their homes, going out to distribute, sell their butter. So again, we see that there the gopis were also a part of the normal way of they also had what we could call in modern terms as jobs, where they were earning a living. So we see in the Mahabharata also that there was Satyavati. She was a fisherwoman, and she was taking people across on a boat. So especially it was her father wanted her to earn piety by doing service to pilgrims who wanted to cross the river. But the point was, she was going out and she would be on the boat often with males over there. So it was her job and she was doing it. And that's how Parashar Muni was there, and that's how eventually Vyasadeva was born. That's of course a different story. But again, the point is that here she was not just a woman, but she was a maiden. And even she was going out, it's clear from the pastime that she was unchaperoned. And still she was going out and she was also doing her job. So it's not scripturally sustainable to say that women were always nothing more than homemakers or housewives.